News the 10th of August 2022. We keep hearing how great solar panels, electric cars and anything electric are. Some people in Germany no longer think this. You might be asking why? It is because there is an area in Germany where the local electric utility is turning off their solar panels. You will never guess the reason, so I will tell you. They are sending back too much electricity to the grid and it can't handle the overload. Now, if that is not ironic, nothing is. We have also found out cobalt is a necessary ingredient in batteries, and guess who has almost a monopoly? It is China, who imports it from Africa, where child labor is used to dig it out, resulting in the death and sickness of many children. As I have said before, the batteries are one of the most dangerous things to our environment when it is time to dispose of them. When Donald Trump's residence was raided in Florida by the FBI, they claimed he had removed classified documents from the White House. The ironic part of this is the president has the power to declassify documents. Lately, we have been seeing more articles which seem to indicate the laws of physics need to be revised in some areas. One area seems to be in the area of signals. Some very fast signals being received from space seem to violate that law. Another interesting point is when humans move, they are pushing against something. I never really thought about this before, but it is true. It might be the ground they walk on or the atmosphere, but they do push. This presented a problem for physicists, who found that robots in curved space, where there was nothing to push against, can still move, and as of yet they do not know how. Many of you know how I have complained about the problems, setbacks and cost overruns in the Artemis program. I even said if they scrap it, they could save money in the long run, because the launches are far too expensive compared to SpaceX. Well, it seems NASA might be rewarding Boeing and Northrop again with a huge $82 billion contract for building and flying more huge rockets into space, while SpaceX Starship, which is a far cheaper and more powerful rocket which can lift more weight and up to 100 people, is being avoided. So many roadblocks seem to have been placed on the Starship to make sure it didn't launch before the Artemis. A researcher has come out saying Bigfoot does exist, but it is not flesh and blood. For years, many have not only linked Bigfoot to UFOs, but there have been reports by witnesses who said they have seen Bigfoots descending down to Earth in a beam from a UFO. If this is true, could it account for not finding any Bigfoot remains in all this time? There is a new theory about humans. It concerns Homo sapiens and Neanderthals. It goes on to state there was a war between them which lasted for 100,000 years. The Homo sapiens, us, remained in Africa while the Neanderthals spread out all over the world. Our population was so robust it had to spread out, but the Neanderthals were in many of the places we wanted to go. Since we had many more numbers, we kept driving them out of where they were until we killed the last of them. Remember, this is just another theory and there is some evidence this might not be true, such as finds where it seems we lived with Neanderthals sometimes. Some astronomers and other scientists are very excited about a new find we made. It is of a planet which they say is very Earth-like, 37 light-years away. The main difference between Earth and that planet is it is 3 times as massive. The Japanese just started to use a new instrument, which was the Subaru telescope, and discovered the planet. The experts are saying at 37 light years that planet is really close to us, but the truth is unless we figure out how to travel a lot faster, we will never be able to reach it. Scientists think they have found a material which is 100 times better than silicon, which is what is used in almost all computer chips. The new material is cubic boron and is said to be the most efficient material for semiconductors ever found. What they want to know now is, will it last? There is only one way to find out, and that is use it to make computer chips. It is a far better conductor of heat and switching. There is far less resistance in the material. Scientists are saying they found out something important about our brains. It is the fact our brains work better in the daytime than at night. Our circadian rhythm proves that. We need light. Our brains were programmed to sleep better when it is dark. An amazing fact has been discovered by scientists concerning cancer. It is the fact honeybee venom can destroy cancer cells in about 60 minutes in most cancer types. While this was true for honeybee venom, the venom of a bumblebee did nothing to the cancer cells. This was tested in laboratories, and not on humans yet. It seems the normal cells were not harmed. Over the years, there has been a lot of talk about using light in computers instead of electricity. To this end, scientists have been working on an optical switch and have succeeded in creating one which is said to be able to produce ultra-fast signal processing. This could speed up all our computers in the future, if we don't all switch to quantum computers by then. Scientists are puzzled. They have found a mystery they are unable to solve. That mystery has to do with the Earth. Days are getting longer on Earth and they do not know why. Many theories have been put forth, but there are problems with all so far. Scientists realized what was happening thanks to their atomic clocks and visual observations. We are yet to have a perfect theory for why our universe acts the way it does, and to make that theory work, scientists have said there must be invisible matter equaling 90% of what should be there. Some have complained even this idea doesn't work out 100%, and if this theory isn't correct, we haven't hit upon the right reason it acts as it does yet. The missing matter is called dark matter,